Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. The Northeast region needs more super speciality hospitals, Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, said yesterday. The Union Minister visited the Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi Regional Institute of Mental Health, the Mangaldai District Civil Hospital, and AIIMS Guwahati to inaugurate new healthcare facilities and review ongoing healthcare projects. The need is to introduce more super speciality departments to better serve the Northeast and the nation as a whole, Mr. Nadda said. At Mangaldai District Civil Hospital, the minister laid the foundation stone for a state-of-the-art 50-bed critical care block and inspected ongoing treatments at a cancer hospital. Director, Information and Public Relations, Zivinyo Ternyo, has emphasized the importance of self-preparation and improvement to succeed in the ever-changing world. She said this while addressing the general conference of the Kohima Village Students' Union yesterday. Highlighting the union's role in human resource development, she said it extends beyond the education sector and encompasses putting one's best efforts into everything for the betterment of society. Ms. Ternyo called for preserving cultural values, noting that even the most advanced nations continue to uphold their traditional values, literature and architecture. She also underscored the importance of enhancing the economy and sustainable practices. Ms. Ternyo further highlighted the significance of realistic knowledge in boosting the individual well-being and driving social change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees yesterday in Andhra Pradesh. Addressing the public meeting in Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched.
Ye projects Andhra Pradesh ko vikas ko nayi unchai denge. Main development projects ke liye Andhra Pradesh samet pure desh ko badhai deta hu. Sathiyo, Andhra Pradesh apne innovative nature ke karan आईटी और टेक्नोलॉजी का इतना बड़ा हब है. अब समय है आंध्र नई फ्यूचरिस्टिक टेक्नोलॉजीज का सेंटर बने. जो टेक्नोलॉजीज अभी डेवलप ही हो रही है हम अभी से उनमें लीड लें.
Later, Prime Minister Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar, where he will formally inaugurate the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention today. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Meghalaya and Odisha from today. President will grace the Golden Jubilee celebration of the ICAR Research Complex for the Northeastern Hill Region at Umyam in Meghalaya. Tomorrow, President Murmu will grace the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention and present the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman Awards at Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, and secretary of the Department of Space. Mr. Narayanan will assume office on January 14. He will succeed the current ISRO chairman, S. Somnath. Mr. Narayanan currently serves as the director of the Liquid Propulsion System Centre of the ISRO in Valiamala, Kerala. This year's Mahakumbh is showcasing the cultural influence of the northeastern states with a special focus on the tradition of Satradhikars in Assam. The northeastern saints are participating in the Mahakumbh and the Royal Bath for the first time this year. The Yogi Adityanath government has extended a special invitation to the saints from the region, granting them the status of state guests. An exhibition showcasing the cultures of all northeastern saints will be held, offering a complete picture of their society, culture and religion. The event will also feature a Manipuri dance performance and a bamboo dance from Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.